We are joined this morning by Dr. Kathy Kozak, host of The Body Show and also a physician at Hawaii Pacific Health. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning. How are you?
So you have been there in a hospital setting, and they are rolling out these vaccines to our folks on the front line. So what's been your experience?
Well, I have to say everybody was really excited when we heard the vaccine was coming, mainly because there are a lot of colleagues that I have who are actively taking care of COVID-positive patients in the ICU, on the hospital floors. And there's those of us that are in the clinic that are seeing people come in. And the biggest concern is the asymptomatic folks, those who come in who don't have any symptoms at all. Maybe they're coming in for a different diagnosis, but they're actually positive. And so they can spread the virus. And as healthcare providers, it's our responsibility to protect the public. So we certainly don't want to be the source of someone else getting an infection, either from ourselves or from our offices.
And we saw the priority list, healthcare professionals first. I did happen to talk to the deputy administrator over at Kaiser the other week, and I asked him if he was in line. He said, well, I have to wait my turn because it's the folks in the ward, the nurses, the folks that are doing the cleaning for those high-risk areas in the hospital. They're first.
Absolutely. Well, and when you think about it, we want them to be first, because what we don't want to see is spread of the virus in a hospital facility, or even if it's the housekeepers who are cleaning up those rooms, and then they bring it home to their family. So we want to make sure that we're protecting those who at all would come in contact with anyone who might be infected with coronavirus.
I don't know if you've come across a COVID-19 patient in your care.
Several times. And the majority of the times that I've seen them, we didn't think that's what it was. And so, you know, we sent them for testing and they said, I really don't feel that bad. I'm here for my whatever checkup or go over my labs. And within a few days, we find out they're positive. Now, in our offices, we're supposed to be wearing masks. We are wearing gloves when we touch patients. We have eye protection on. And we're also trying to keep 6 feet of distance as much as possible, even in an exam room, so that we limit our exposure, potentially we would give it to the patient, although we haven't had any cases of the physicians giving it to patients thus far. But we don't want the patients to give it to us, and then I go see another patient in another room or something of that sort. So I actually have had several cases of people who came in, did not have symptoms I thought was coronavirus, and their test comes back and they're positive. It is a concern.
And so what's been the rollout process at your facility? We know there was a lot of fanfare when the first vaccine started to roll out at the different hospitals across the state. What was it like at HPH?
Well, I have to give the administrative staff a lot of credit. They may not be the first ones in line to get the shot, but they certainly have tried to craft a process which really had to respond to when the shots came in, what day they came in, how many came in, and setting up a separate vaccination site. So, you know, I know that all the facilities across the state, and in fact, throughout the U.S., struggled with this sudden implementation, but the fact that you had to be able to change very quickly and adapt depending on how many vaccinations you received, and also the fact that, you know, with the shots, they can't be kept out of the freezer, or either the Pfizer shot with the extremely cold freezer or even the Moderna shot, they can't be kept out for very long. You have to be able to administer those shots quickly. So you need to make sure you have the adaptability to have the right number of people getting the shot, schedule appointments, keep people socially distanced during those appointments, and also make sure that the right people are getting it the first time.
And do you know what shot you got?
I got the Pfizer shot about 2 weeks ago, and so I'm due for my second dose in about a week.
And then what have you been hearing just from your colleagues about maybe any concerns that they may have had about the safety of the vaccine?
You know, there's a lot of questions about long-term safety. I think in general, most vaccinations, if you're going to have a side effect, it is pretty immediate, and we don't see a lot of side effects. The usual sort of effects that people may have, their arm might be sore, they might have a slight body ache or low-grade temperature. That could happen within the first day or so. Some of the studies have shown that it's the second shot that actually has more side effects, and that kind of makes sense. You know, your first shot, your body says, oh, this is different, mild symptoms. Your second shot, your body should recognize. That's your booster. So you should have more side effects. You almost want to have more side effects from that shot. The long-term issues, really, we can't resolve that. There are certain unknowns in science. And because the shot's only been available for the last few months, we can't really say what's going to happen 2 years from now. It's just unknown. But I do know that as healthcare providers, we have a responsibility to protect the public. And if doing that includes getting a vaccination that may have long-term unknown effects, but short-term could protect the public and ourselves, then that's something we should step up and do. And I saw a lot of folks who previously had said, you know, I'm not sure if I'll get it. They stepped up because they realized this pandemic is not going to go away unless all of us work together to do it. I'll tell patients, you know, a lot of them have said, oh, you're first in line. Did you get the shot? And I said, yes, I did. And the reason I did is because not only will it protect me, but it will also protect you. And in addition, it will allow more healthcare providers to step up should we see a surge like we've seen in other states. There are plans that if the hospitals get overwhelmed, a lot of the doctors who normally would not work in the hospital are going to step up and start doing that. And we've all been retrained and are set and ready to do it. So we need to make sure that we're protecting not just ourselves and our loved ones, but also the public. We're doing it for the public. And the doctors are the best ones to say, are there side effects? None of my colleagues thus far have had any serious side effects that required reporting to any registry or federal body. So far, everyone has been fine.
And do you know what percentage of the hospital staff has gotten the vaccine already?
Well, it's hard to say. I know as of about a week ago, we had given out over 2,500, maybe 3,000 doses already. So I know that more vaccinations are coming in. They're scheduling appointments to make sure that people have access. And once we get the healthcare providers vaccinated, then we have to start looking at those people who are in care homes. And we also have to look at some of the other high-risk elderly patients as well.
And the vaccine isn't mandatory. You know, it is under the emergency, you know, authorization. But I know when I was talking with the Hawaii Nurses Association, you know, and I believe they are going through some contract negotiations with HPH. But they have said, you know, we've recommended to our members that they get vaccinated because it's to protect each other.
Absolutely. And it's also to protect the patients. You know, I do think that for a lot of folks who might be sort of on the fence or wondering, should I get it or should I not? It's not just about protecting yourself. It's also about protecting other people as well. A lot of folks might live in households that have elderly parents, or they might be in situations where they may live on their own, but they interact regularly with people who have immunocompromised situations for themselves. So it's not just a matter of protecting yourself, it's doing so to protect everyone else as well.
Kaiser, I know, had to bring in special freezers to keep the Pfizer vaccine ultra cold. Did HPH do the same? Do you know?
Well, everybody tried to get a good cold chain is what we call it. So we wanted to make sure that there wasn't any indication that the vaccine would be defrosted prematurely. Once it is thawed, you have 5 days to administer it. And so the good news is that it's not, you're not putting a minus 70 degree vaccination in your arm. For anybody who thinks that's too cold, that's not the temp when it goes in. But that's just to keep the vial of the vaccination authentic and to allow it to continue to work optimally. So we did have to go through drills to make sure we had the cold chain, we had the freezer, we had the ability to do this, we had the personnel, we had the location where it could be stored. All of the major facilities, including the Department of Health, have had to go through this little trial to make sure, hey, are we going to be able to handle this vaccine? And the good news is everybody did fine.
And so, gosh, you are looking forward to your second shot.
I am. Side effects and all. I'm ready.
But yeah, at least we go into 2021 with some feeling, at least of confidence, that we're making some headway here.
Absolutely. I'm honestly really confident that we've done such a great job here in the islands trying to keep the numbers of infected people low. But in addition, we set up the safe travel process so people can come here with a negative COVID test. We've really tried hard to make sure that testing is available in the community to those who feel they need it. All of the healthcare facilities have ramped up to be able to handle a potential surge. And the fact that we now have a vaccination, when I think back to how long it took for several other vaccines to be developed over time, it's pretty amazing. And it really is just a testament to the scientific community. When they all work together to say, let's go ahead and make this happen, let's make it top priority, let's put any other scientific research on the side for now, we must work together to solve this problem. It's been amazing what we can do when we cooperate and collectively work towards the same goal.
All right. Well, Dr. Kozak, thank you very much, and good luck with your second shot.
Thank you.